Hello, and welcome to the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal. I'm Eric Montardi. Joining me today is Alex Sedini, Research Associate at the Allegheny Institute. Alex, you recently wrote a policy brief available at our website, www.alleghenyinstitute.org. It deals with the city of Pittsburgh and how it is going after the tax-exempt status of certain types of exempt property. Specifically, these are what is referred to as purely public charities. Alex, can you describe what the city of Pittsburgh's charitable property challenge is and why it is being done?
The city's charitable challenge stems from the fact that Pittsburgh has long been home to a number of large nonprofits that are exempt from paying property taxes, colloquially dubbed the Big Five, which includes UPMC, Allegheny Health Network, and then the three universities, Pitt, Duquesne, and Carnegie Mellon. So the Pennsylvania Constitution allows for property tax exemptions for purely public charities, but it doesn't explicitly define what those are. Case law from a 1985 PA Supreme Court case lays out the requirements to be considered a purely public charity. And so to be designated as a purely public charity and granted tax-exempt status, you have to meet the following requirements: advancing a charitable purpose, relieving government of some of its burden, operating free from a private profit motive, benefiting a substantial number of people who are legitimate subjects of charity, and then donating or rendering gratuitously a number of services. The city's challenge, it really is on two different fronts. First, the city wants to make sure that nonprofits are paying their quote fair share. The argument there is simply that many of these institutions benefit from public services, whether that's mass transit, public works, roads and infrastructure, and public safety, but they are exempt from paying property taxes and therefore aren't necessarily contributing to those services despite benefiting from them. And then at the same time, the city is also alleging that some of the properties owned by purely public charities don't necessarily meet the requirements of that test, which is known as the HUP test, and they wanted to challenge them to get them back on the tax rolls. So beginning in 2023, the mayor passed an executive order which stated that the finance and law departments were going to begin reviewing a number of parcels that were connected to these purely public charities, again with the intent to ensure fairness by having tax-exempt properties that do not meet the HUP requirements to pay their fair share in taxes. The county's Office of Property Assessments heard the challenges and made the final decision as to whether the parcels would remain tax-exempt or be returned to taxables.
What were the results of the 2024 challenges?
In addition to the 27 challenges that were made in 2023, 104 parcels were challenged in 2024. The parcel's total assessed value was $785.2 million, though 76% of that was just two hospitals, UPMC Children's and Allegheny General. If all of the challenges were successful and applying the millage rates of the three taxing bodies, so Allegheny County, the City of Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh Public Schools, these properties would generate about $20 million in property tax revenue annually, with $6.9 million of that going to the city. The two large hospitals would generate $5.3 million by themselves to the city. However, the results were disappointing compared to the potential $20 million, with only 21 successful challenges out of the total of 104. Four of those successful challenges were land only, and the total assessed value of the group was only $13.9 million, with the highest value parcel around $5.3 million that recently sold in 2024 that has the use code of nursing home or private hospital. For all three taxing bodies, these 21 parcels would generate about $354,000 annually, while the city would take home $122,000 of that. So this leaves 83 properties that remain tax exempt, 29 of which were land only. The total assessed value of those properties was $771.3 million. They would have generated about $19.7 million in property tax revenue, and then $6.8 million of that would go to the city. Overall, those two large hospitals accounted for much of the assessed value and potential revenue generated. Overall, the city ended up winning less than a quarter of its total challenges, and many of those parcels remain tax exempt and therefore will be missing out on a bulk of the revenue, which is pretty disappointing for the city.
How much money is the city spending to undertake these challenges?
City Council approved a contract for up to $150,000 for an outside firm to help with legal services related to real estate matters. That was later amended up to $400,000. News reports put the total amount estimated around $247,000 that has been spent so far. far. However, the city solicitor noted that much of the work would be handled in-house before drawing upon the contracted services. Unfortunately, there is no record kept as to how much of this work has been done in-house versus contracted out, and there is no way of knowing the man hours that was spent by the city's law department. So as of now, there really is no concrete measure as to the taxpayer dollars that were spent. Regardless of how much they spent, it is highly likely that the cost will far exceed the amount that was generated by these successful challenges. Additionally, there is no telling how many appeals will be made based on the challenges that the city lost and wants to appeal, or successful challenges that owners want to appeal, further adding to potential future legal expenses in addition to the amounts already expended.
What could the city do in order to grow its tax base in a way that does not rely on challenging charitable property?
As evidenced by the lack of results from both the manpower and the legal expenses already undertaken, it's clear that challenging tax-exempt property is not a long-term solution to shore up the city's finances. Pittsburgh has continued to face financial headwinds, and the 2025 budget forecast expects the wage tax to overtake property tax revenue for the foreseeable future. For Pittsburgh to grow its tax base, a good first step would be returning unproductive property that it owns back onto the tax rolls. Between the Urban Redevelopment Authority, the Pittsburgh Land Bank, and then the three taxing bodies, there are a number of interests in stemming blight, abandoned, and vacant property. In doing so, the city would be able to generate additional revenues while also stemming maintenance and legacy costs related to holding unproductive property. Additionally, Pittsburgh Public Schools is considering consolidating some of its schools, and the closures need to make their way back onto the tax rolls, and the city should urge the school district to do so, rather than being held by the school district, which some from previous closings still are. Unfortunately, there are a number of regulatory hurdles that can make redeveloping property difficult. Between building requirements and permits, zoning laws, high construction costs, high interest rates for borrowing, community input and/or delays, potential inclusionary zoning, and then affordable housing mandates, which makes it difficult to return properties. So a comprehensive review needs to be done to help ease the regulatory and financial burden on developments and returning property back to the tax rolls, rather than relying on subsidies and diversions, which only further diminish property tax revenues and benefit some private developers at the expense of others. Lastly, it should be noted, while growing the property tax base is important, the city should not be focused on expanding the public sector, but rather focusing on core and necessary services.
Well said, Alex. For Alex Sedini, this is Eric Montardi, and this has been the Allegheny Institute Report on the Lincoln Institute Radio Journal.